brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Hey man, got a light? It's time for Smokes.
Welcome everybody to this Smokes episode you have been waiting on, or not. I don't know what you're waiting on, but here it is.
I have a list.
That's right. So on this Smokes episode, we're going to go over everything that's good in life. Well, not really everything. We're going over cigars. So
we'll get a start.
That's right. That's right. Everything in life is worth discussing, as we always say here. I'm good old boy Barger, and with us today is good old boy Mike.
Hello, everybody. I am still here, despite the repeated protests from most of the Canadians in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, he's a repeat offender, folks. We'll deal with him later. Good old boy Drew.
No, oh, that's me.
That's you.
Oh, hi.
And good old boy Benjamin.
In the building.
And with us in spirit today is Nader Salad.
He has a sound effect.
Yeah, those are crickets. Sorry you couldn't make it, Nate, but we love you, buddy. We are the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before How to Ride a Bike with Lieutenant Dan, and just after knife sharpening with O.J. Simpson.
What cable show is that on?
It's on PBS.
PBS?
Yeah, it's PBS.
Okay.
Yeah. TNT.
You sure it's not DIY?
That's right after Conjunction Junction.
Could make it to the Home Improvement Network.
That's right. As you know, and I hope you know because you're listening to us, this is our smoke segment. We're all about cigars and, well, anything that's smoked for now. Today's segment, drum roll please.
I have no time.
I'm going to say it until you.
I'm going to load it.
Provide one.
Yes, I know.
And then he won't say
it. We are going to go camping tonight with a wildfire takeover.
Oh, good. I forgot.
So strap on and hang in tight. We're going to have fun. But don't worry. If you miss anything, you can download the full episode from anywhere you listen to your podcast. We are everywhere that you want to be. We're like American Express of cigar reviews. We're everywhere.
Never leave home without it.
I don't know that
was actually Visa's ad campaign, yeah. And he just attributed it to
AMX. I don't like him leaning into the microphone and saying, strap on and hang on tight.
Hang in.
Those are words that we should not.
Especially for going camping. I purposefully flipped those two words just for you.
Just for me?
Yeah. Just for you. Uh-huh.
It's not that Kentucky education.
That's right. Well, I don't want to talk about it.
Staring at your magnet. I can't keep a straight face.
Is that like Burgoo?
Yeah.
There we go. That is correct.
Before we dive into the shallow end of the pool without our helmet, just remember if you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered on our Cigar 101 episode where all of this cigar speak is decoded. Just search Sip, Suds, and Smoke Cigar 101 in that search bar, and episode should pop right up. And if it don't, contact your local internet provider.
Yeah, that episode does not contain the word, so strap on and hang in tight. No, that does not work. So.
No, it doesn't. But it will in the future when we record it again. So, good old boy Mike gets the honors of our smokes rating since we haven't heard much from him lately.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, we'll be smoking and discussing these cigars and rating them with our Sips, Suds, and Smokes rating plus our signature sound. Now, I've been challenged by our cast here to channel a evangelical preacher who has come down from the mountain. Mm. I'm asking all of you, I want you to walk up to your headphones.
Yes, sir.
I want you to lay your hands on your ears. I'm telling you, it's coming. Our smokes number one rating is this sucked even before it was lit.
Testify.
Preach it, brother. Preach it.
I know that we've been talking here about the love that you should feel towards cigars tonight. I want you to sit down, think about what you might be doing out in the woods while you're hearing the creatures come along gracefully, and think about our Smokes 2 rating. I would not even begin to smoke that again.
Say it, brother. Say it. Come on, brother.
I know that you're thinking that you can't reach deep into your wallet
reach and it.
Find another $10 or $20 bill to get the cigar that you really want. You have a Smokes 3 rating, which is, where are they? I need a box of this.
Oh, Lord, give us a box.
Won't he do it?
Sounds like he might be coveting.
Ooh, don't covet that ever-loving cigar, brother. All right, so today we're going to be reviewing the full lineup.
It's a gift.
From Wildfire. We're going to start with the intro. We're going to move to the Revivalist.
I have adequate rum over here, so.
We're going to wander around the Wanderer. And that Arteos. Did I say that right?
Arteos.
Arteos.
Arteos. Yeah. You know, I have such a hard time. Jeremy, I'm sorry, but I have such a hard time saying that.
I wish to register a complaint.
Get in and
line. And there's a new single release that has come out. Well, it was released at the PCA that he did a collab with Ammunition Whiskey. And we're going to be going over that one as well. So let's get into it. Let's get this intro. Start this track, Benjamin. Let's hear it.
So as our brother Jeremy would remind us, Wildfire Cigars exist to remind us all. It's just a cigar, but it's not just a cigar.
That's right.
It's the stories we share, the moments we live, and the memories we make.
That's right. It's why we do what we do.
And honestly, those are what matter. Those are what change us, and those are what last forever. Simply put, Wildfire Cigars is about living life to its fullest and remembering what is important, that the leaves will burn out, but our stories will live on.
That's right. I love it. If you guys have not checked out his website, I encourage you to go check out his website. This and then you is can why tell
Drew,
us.
Drew and I are not at the marketing meeting.
That's right. And you can, please, in the comments, feel free to tell us that you watched all of the Camp Counselor videos.
There are
Camp 100%, man. Videos. And you want to talk about somebody that's got the branding down to a dude, T, dude.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. The website is an absolute masterpiece.
Yeah. He is very consistent.
Yep. Yes.
Very, very consistent.
This man has a storyline nailed down.
Recognize the game.
And I'll tell you.
100%.
I'll tell you, in real life, this is him in real life.
Absolutely.
I spent some time with him over the past couple of weeks, and man, we did a chats episode, which will come out soon. Our first video chats episode with cigars.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, I know. And it's recorded in 4K.
Yeah, because you definitely have the face for radio, Barger.
I'm going to tell you.
I do, too. I've been kicking and screaming about that for years.
It's going to be awesome. And there might have been bourbon involved.
Yeah, more rum at C2.
Love that.
That's right.
So, yeah, we're going to start with the intro today. This is what it says on the website about the intro. This is Jeremy's inspiration. A memorable song takes you on a journey. It starts out and progresses through the different movements, carrying you away to different dimensions. This three-part series is intended to do the same by taking some familiar and unique tobaccos, showcasing them in a completely unique way, giving you a memorable smoking experience. The intro is the first release of this limited series. So the intro is going to be Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapped over a Corojo binder and a Jalapa Pennsylvania and Esteli filler. Mm-hmm. This is also what I would consider to be in big boy Connecticut country.
Big boy.
Yeah, absolutely. The wrapper on this thing, you know, we mentioned it in our last episode about how
the Aganorsa?
Yeah, the Aganorsa episode about how don't let the shade of the wrapper fool you.
Don't let it.
You know, they come testify in many different strengths and flavor profiles. This one is an absolute crusher of a Connecticut shade for me. You think it's going to be creamy, and then the spice just kind of hits you. Consistent earthiness, tea, and cream notes throughout this cigar for me. Medium full body. Get a lot of those white pepper floral notes on this cigar.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially on the retro hell. A lot of like brown butter and oak tones. This thing's got some body to it. And I really, really, really enjoyed this smoke. This surprised me, honestly.
Yeah.
I can't say enough about how much every cigar is its own, you know, subjective taste.
Yeah.
But you know, don't judge a cigar by its wrapper.
I'm telling you,
right?
It's the single on the album. Can't stress that enough.
This is a heck of an intro, right? This is something that'll definitely get you jazzed up for the rest of the album, if you will.
Jazz hands.
Yeah, this is a heck of a start. And even if you are a beginner, even though this thing has a bit of body on it, I think it's got the complexity that would actually kind of make you maybe turn you into a cigar smoker if you weren't, a habitual smoker.
Yeah, it's great. I have some notes on it, but Drew, what did you think?
I was just listening to Ben wax poetic, and I agree with basically everything that you said. It's just I'm on the opposite end of it from a standpoint of I also assumed that the wrapper was going to be lighter than it ended up being, and it wasn't as pleasant of a surprise as for me as I would imagine it was for you. However, I thoroughly enjoyed the smoke. It was, just one of those cases where I lit it up, and I specifically started with the one that appeared to be, to me, sort of the lightest, because it looked like I was going to be getting into something that might not be that I would call the most enjoyable smoking experience as I worked my way through the line, knowing good old boy Barger. So it was, I was a bit apprehensive as I got into it, but I found myself really enjoying it. It fit right into that middle sweet spot that I like, the medium cigar, if you will. It's not a Maduro, but there's enough going on. There's enough spice. There's enough complexity that you're not feel like you're just, smoking air.
I think this is a cigar you travel with too, right? You keep a couple, you hand off to a friend, you have it. It's got enough to it to where, you'd be interested to come back to have another one.
For sure.
And it's not over
for sure.
Strength wise.
I 100% agree with that. And I'll give you guys my notes right after this break that we're going to have with our sponsors. But until then, I'm just going to let you listen to some crickets as we watch the campfire roll.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
And we're back. I'm just going to share my notes on the intro with you guys because I really enjoyed this cigar.
Why don't you remind everybody what we're talking about?
We are talking about the intro. Thanks for keeping me on the tracks there, Mike, from Wildfire Cigars. So the Wildfire intro, I said it was mellow off the light, and that was that Connecticut that I really got a lot of that dry spice a little bit coming through with the dry draw that I do before I light a cigar. I said it... For my humidification, I had a little trouble with my humidor at home, so it burned a little bit funny off the light, but it quickly fixed itself. Halfway through, the spicy flavors kicked in, and it was a mouthful. And as it finished just as strong as it began for me. Like, I really love this cigar. So let's...
That brings up an interesting point that you made.
Yeah.
It did finish it as it began, really. There was... It kind of blew my mind as I was smoking through these, how consistent the flavor was through the entire cigar.
And
might not have liked all the flavors that I had on some of the heavier cigars, but they were consistent.
I think the question I wanted to throw out, so I did not smoke the cigar, but I'm looking at, the choices that they made here, and it's interesting. I would have some, I think it should taste like X, Y, or Z. This is a sneaky Connecticut is how I would describe this, because with, those choices, I think of Ecuadorian Connecticut as being, it really is not a vanilla bomb. is one of the main things that is out of the Ecuadorian, Connecticut, as opposed to some other, origins where they might be growing Connecticut, where it's going to be very sweet and light. But, aside from the Corojo, when I look at the filler of being this very interesting blend, I would have thought that it would have been this interesting balance between something that was neutral with something that is a little bit spicy.
Definitely, but
not to the point where you would say, wow, this is spicy at some point, either when it was lit or in the midpoint.
Yeah.
Just based on if so, I didn't smoke this, like I mentioned earlier.
You will.
But I think my question to all of you is, do you think that that would be a profile based on what you're seeing? And then how does that compare with your actual experience?
Yeah.
Between that?
I really think that the Connecticut wrapper in that with the Corojo binder, I think the Corojo binder is what really shines through this.
Hmm.
And I think that Connecticut gives it that mild sensibility of approachability to it. Approachability, sensibility. I don't know, it's two big words at once. I'm sorry. It's all my education has for today. But anyway, let's talk about ratings. What do you guys got for ratings? That's across the board a 3. It's a good rating for me. I think it's great.
It is an interesting question that Mike brought up though. To clarify, I think you were asking if the sort of dissociation of what we expected by looking at it continued through the line.
Only time will tell in this next 45 minutes.
Very true.
That's right. So what blows me away is that you put a spicy cigar as you gave it a rating of a 3. I'm just flabbergasted.
I don't hate spicy cigars. I don't like cigars that feel like they're one note to me, though. And this didn't feel like one.
So as complexity we're talking
about here.
Yeah. As we're talking about notes and music, it reminds me of our time we spent in PCA with them. We had a really good time at PCA. Myself and Benjamin and good old boy Justin went to a dive bar in Vegas to watch his band play. And we had a really fun time, but it was very out of out of their normal zones. I'm used to it because, I played music for a long time. And
I don't know. There's
been to plenty of dive bars.
There's a little music venue here in Nashville called The End.
Yeah, it's gone.
RIP to all the dope music venues for the most part, right?
Thanks a lot, capitalism.
Right. But it reminded me of maybe like the Springwater Supper Club.
Okay.
Right?
That's a throwback.
Yeah, dude.
Bro.
Hey.
Oof.
615 OG right here, dude.
Hey, girl. What's up?
Yeah. Knee high since the tree high.
As much as I liked Starwood, it sucked, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah. One way in, one way out, right?
For sure.
But no, definitely, I think super cool for someone, Jeremy's band's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Right? I think those dudes rock.
And he's a lefty playing guitar.
Yep.
Not very often you see that.
Switch foot on the guitar.
That's right. That's right. And it was a good time. It really was a good time. But what's interesting to me is that how he's woven his musical love and taste into his branding and his profile of his cigars. So I think coming out strong with the intro is just a solid thing to do.
Brash.
It's your face. Very... Very much punk rock and roll.
Yes.
This is what you expect.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I'm a California guy. Right. I'm going to put it in your face and take it or leave it.
Knock on the door and then kick it in.
That's right. That's right. So next up, we've got the Revivalist and good old boy Mike. Take it away.
Yes. So the next cigar we have is the Revivalist tells the story of a man who is out on the road sharing a story to all who will have ears to hear. Step right up. Just approach the radio. Just like I've told you, your mama's told you, you're going to hear about this cigar.
Can you feel the power?
I feel the faith coming through this cigar. The story is the experiences we share and the memories we make. Everyone has a story to be told. This is something we can all get behind.
That's so true, 100%.
All we have to do is listen, and those stories are what make history our history.
That's right.
So the Revivalist, the wrapper is Mexican Claro, the binder is Indonesian, the filler is Esteli and Jalapa.
And what are your thoughts?
I my first impression when this was lit was there was a little bit of spice up front, but it was incredibly tame for the first third. The middle was incredibly woody. I was, you know, I was like, wow, this is like, you know, elements of oak and elm and, you know, some birch and just it had that, you know, I'm sitting around a campfire kind of, you know, aspect, you know, to it, because it just it didn't smell or taste like fresh wood. It tasted like something had been well seasoned and, you know, you were just kind of downwind. You
campfire.
Know,
some
campfire. Yeah. No, it wasn't. Well,
some good apple wood.
I didn't choose, you know, any real spicy woods, yes. You know, like cedar or something like that. It just it had a very woody characteristic in the middle of it. Great. I thought it had a good draw. The construction off the one I had was it was okay-ish. The wrapper was kind of peeling off a bit, you know, for me.
It's been banging around my humidor for a while.
But
my travel humidor.
Not to the point that I you know, was really influenced a lot of the experience itself. But I like the size. I love the draw, you know. I thought it was just a good, solid, you know, gee, I'm out in the middle of standing in a creek with a fly rod in my hand. Yeah, I could have this.
Yeah.
I actually was standing in a creek when I lit this cigar.
Shut up.
I was not fly fishing. I was working to get the well pump back into the deep hole.
I was saying, what, you had to pee or something?
Yeah, so we could pull the water up to the cabin, but, yeah. You know.
I've been there.
Yeah. It was enjoyable.
Go a bit further, Mike. Go a bit further.
Yeah. I also noticed construction issues.
Yeah, there you go.
I unfortunately also noticed construction issues on this one. This was, it was difficult to describe what it was, but I laughed a little bit when I heard Mike describe it as woody, because as I was telling the crew that there was one cigar from this line that there was, I could only really describe it as like a stem, but it literally looked like a stick running through the cigar as it was burning. And it was this one. And it made me sad, because I actually really enjoyed the cigar up until about the halfway point, where I got to where the stick was and the draw got very funky and obviously, and it just changed and I ended up having to put it out. But I will say that what I had of it, I will go get another one and try again. It was enjoyable.
Well, one thing I would like to, you know, tell our listeners and people that are out there is these are all handmade cigars. And that's with 80% of cigars that are on, you know,
they're machine made.
You know, some of them are and some of them aren't. But the real hand rolled good cigars, occasionally you're going to get a stem.
Absolutely.
And occasionally you're going to have construction problems. So I encourage people that encounter issues to try it again. I always say try everything twice, because you might not like it the first time. That's just a motto that I live my life by. And I'm looking through my humidor now, because I think I have another one here that I can give you to take home.
Well, I appreciate the offer.
Well, it's not an offer. You're taking it home. Yeah, and you're going to smoke it.
Anybody that's ever bought a box of cigars, whether it be 10, 15, 20, right? You run into a couple
that
are going to have some construction issues. They're going to have some burn issues. Yeah. My old man actually has like a ritual to this, and anything that comes in like a bundle or a box, he'll try to dig down into the middle, right? And just kind of grab something out of the middle, you know, because it's that... it's that production mindset, right? Like, you don't want a car built on a Monday or a Friday, right? You want a car built on a Wednesday.
That's right. The Wednesday or Thursday.
Monday, they're still shaking off the weekend a little bit. Friday, they can't wait to get up out of there. But a Wednesday car, right?
That's right.
And that's exactly what you're looking for. And 90% of these cigars, you know, closer probably to 95% of the cigars, if you're buying, you know, in a box, are going to be... exactly what you're looking for. So I couldn't echo that more. Anytime you have any type of construction issues, go back, pick up another one, and just try to have that experience again. And those flavor profiles too are going to be subjective, right? What'd you eat that day? What are you drinking with it? What mood are you in? That's definitely, you know, with something as ritualistic as smoking a cigar.
I was cleaning my house when I smoked the Revivalist. And I had some just rock and roll, like some Red Fang and the Sword and Torch, and was just listening to some rock and roll.
I saw you nodding your head when I was talking about wood.
This one was a big Woody Notes for me, right? Yep. And I think that you nailed it with more of those kind of herbal, fragrant style of woods. The notes that I wrote down were sweet hay and leather kind of on the wrapper. But once you get this thing lit, white pepper, Earl Grey tea. It's almost like an oversteeped tea as well, yeah. Right? It's got some good, like dark wood herbal notes to it.
Amberana was what jumped out of my head, which is
interesting choice.
The heck is Amberana?
It's a Brazilian hardwood. Yeah,
that's kind of having a moment
you
right
and
now.
Your fancy woods can just sit over there, Mr. Woods. Fancy.
But no, this definitely had some like skin on walnuts for me. Some real cool kind of fruity notes, but yeah, couldn't say more about the minty kind of herby woody tones.
So we're going to give it a smokes rating of a 3. It was split. There was 2 2s and 2 3s, just so we're all aware.
So I didn't talk about what I paired the Revivalist with.
What'd you pair it with?
I really enjoyed, the pairing I had was with Luxro. It is
a 12 year.
Yeah, it's a 12 year. So it's a 12 year double barrel.
I'm drinking it now.
It's only available in the gift shop, and it's picking a product that the taste profile tends to change because they're working off different batches from that time to time. But what a super solid choice. The thing that I liked about it is that there wasn't really, I wasn't looking for something to completely balance out, the cigar. And I was really afraid because that's a very big whiskey, that Luxro double barrel. It's like, oh man, I'm here,
that's right.
I'm going to command your palate. And I was really afraid it was actually going to influence the experience, but it really was a pretty good companion choice. And I actually liked that pairing. I was a little surprised. And like I said, I really, thought it might blow out the cigar, but I thought it worked.
Yeah. Well, man, what you're saying really makes my mind wander. And now we're going to talk about the Wanderer. Drew, take it away, baby.
Come through here, my friends. We're going to wander through the wilderness.
I wonder as I wander. Some say you must first get lost before you can truly find yourself. Often, we miss out on what is truly important in life because we focus on the destination rather than the journey.
Wandering is not a goal, Barger. Okay.
It's a lifestyle choice, and I choose to live it, okay?
Is it a lifestyle choice?
All I know is that the Wanderer came out of being at a loss, kind of like Barger was for words just then.
That's right. Yep.
And finding that in the journey, we had already found what we were looking for. Sage. Not a flavor that I got from the cigar, just the wisdom.
Oh, yeah? No. Like old Sadducees telling us. What's that?
Who? What?
We're going biblical. Let's do this.
I thought you said Sagittarius for a second.
No, I'm like, no. Huh? Never mind. It went over your head. It's fine.
Obviously.
Tell everybody what the Wanderer is made up of.
Yeah. Let's go.
Sorry. The Wanderer is wrapped with Ecuadorian Sumatra. The binder is Nicaraguan Habano. And the filler is Jalapa, Dominican Piloto, Paraguay, and Broadleaf.
Yeah. See, I didn't smoke this one as well. And I would look at those choices and go super spice bomb. Through and through.
Be incorrect.
Huh. Interesting.
This one wasn't super. I mean, it has a great pepper spice to it, but this is like big espresso, chocolatey, rich body notes for me.
Yeah.
The spice, I definitely got more on the retrohale than I did on the palate necessarily. But this was a really earthy and kind of rustic cigar when. We've talked about in the past about Nicaraguan cigars having this kind of minerality, right? And this terroir driven rusticity. This is that kind of flavor profile, but in a very decadent approach for me.
See, chocolate covered red hots. That's what I wrote down.
Yeah. I got the chocolate covered cinnamon red hots in there for sure. Yeah, this was.
I didn't get much of the sugar, the sweetness. I got all the spice.
Oh, see, I don't get sugar from Red Hots. I just get hot.
Dude, I get that. When I eat Red Hots, man, I get that like sugary kind of.
It's just straight cinnamon burn to me. Yeah. And that's what this reminded me of. It was just cinnamon burn.
I get that.
And a little sweetness from like, but a chocolate earthy sweetness. Like.
So this is actually one of my favorites of the line.
Same.
We touched early on his branding and everything about that, and the colors that he chose to go with the bands, with the each cigar, everything is meticulous, and it really shines. I really think that what he blended and with this, the Wanderer, is spot on point with what I like about cigars. Like, it is a spice bomb that you would not look at it and say that's a spice bomb. You would think that that's going to be a mild smoke, but no, that thing slaps you in the face like your mother with her sandal.
The chancla.
That's right. The chancla. Yeah. And dude, it was awesome. I love Sumatra. I can't get enough Sumatra in my life.
But I think it's also, worth mentioning that spice is balanced. Sure, it may be prominent.
No, yeah, absolutely. Right?
Like, I think that, one of the things that I would really want to, portray to the our wonderful, wonderful listeners out there, mm-hmm. is that as spicy as all this cigar may be, it's got enough, depth to really make that spice complex,
yeah,
as opposed to overpowering.
Yeah, it's definitely not a one trick pony. I don't think that it's a one trick pony in the spice world. I think that it's very complex, and it's definitely worth grabbing a one or two if you've got a chance.
I get like I feel like you think I didn't like it.
No, I think you liked it. Let's hear the rating.
I'll see you.
So we're gonna go with a 3 on that.
Box worthy.
I would definitely buy a box. I got a box. It's fine. We're good. I love it. So after this break, we're going to come back with the last cigar and have a good time.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back. We just went over the Wanderer from Wildfire Cigars, but now we're going to take it to the Artois. Did I say that right?
Probably not.
Oh, I got it. Nailed it. I'm so bad with that word. It's like kryptonite for me.
It's tricky. It's a tricky one.
The Holy
I know Grail. I got it. I nailed it. Okay. So the Artois is a very special bear god of a cigar.
I see shit in there.
That's right. It is a great cigar. Now, I don't have my notes up on his tasting. What is he saying on his website about it? You got that pulled up there?
No, so the information on the website is still TBD. This is a PCA release.
Okay, that's right. That's why I don't have the
Artois. But we do have the product description, so the build out. It's going to be a Nicaraguan Habano Oscuro wrapper,
yep.
over an Indonesian binder and Nicaraguan filler, specifically from Condega, Jalapa, and Esteli.
Yeah.
This one is described as being medium plus, but
I'd agree with that.
What a treat. This is my favorite, hands down, Wildfire production.
I loved it.
I could smoke
Every day.
One after another.
Every day.
If you could light cigars off the butt end of each other like you do cigarettes back in the day. Yep.
So can I stick with my theme? I did not have this cigar. Sorry, everyone.
He's got it. He's going to smoke it.
It's actually really interesting getting your take on what you would expect it to be like.
Well, that's what I'm enjoying. You know, this is kind of a very unplanned moment that, you know, we were doing it this way. And again, I'm just looking at the wrapper, the binder, and the filler, and I'm going, well, first off, you had me at Oscura. I mean, I am just a sucker for that wrapper. It is so complex and complex and complex, and it's very rare for me to run across that particular wrapper and go, you know, it's just not going to work for me.
I'll tell you.
And the Indonesian binder choice here, so is another one of the, it just usually it's a very floral forward binder for me.
It makes me do this all the time.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely hands down probably one of my favorite cigars in his line.
Jeremy, thank you for making this cigar.
Yes, thank you for providing us with these cigars and making these cigars.
You made this Maduro hater actually enjoy this.
Oh, snap. We're going to get to that in just a second. We're but his around, tasting notes are rich cinnamon, spice, pepper, leather, and a hint of sweetness. Yeah. I would like to add on that because, man, it is so peppery. So peppery and good, but that cinnamon that he talks about in his tasting notes really just slaps you in the face and calms down that spiciness. And it is fantastic how they blend together. I absolutely cannot get enough of this cigar.
This thing is like Mexican chocolate for me, right? Like if you like any of those like dark chocolate squares that have a little bit of cayenne pepper in them, you know, something along that kind of deep savory note you almost get from heavy percentage cacao, dark chocolate, and a little bit of cayenne, that pepper spiciness.
Yeah.
This thing is a home run.
That's right. That's right. I absolutely love this cigar. We're going to just go ahead and jump right into the rating of this cigar. What do we got? That's threes across the board. Man, there wasn't a two in the room. It's because Mike hasn't smoked it yet.
And by unanimous decision.
That's right. Mike's opinion doesn't matter.
I'm
going
to say that I look forward to enjoying that. And it just, you know, again, that recipe looks really, really, really inviting for me.
Yeah.
And you know, I probably if I just looked at the entire lineup, that would have been my first choice. I would have gone, I want to smoke that one first.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I didn't find it to be overpowering with the cinnamon. You know, say I stopped to note because you described it. I say I am very sensitive to cinnamon generally. Yeah. So if you are someone like me that's listening and you don't generally enjoy cinnamon and you feel like maybe you should, no, give it a shot. It's I enjoyed it. I felt it was very balanced.
And that's coming from a Maduro hater. Let's just talk about that.
Hate is such a strong word, Barker.
It's such this, a strong word. I don't know how many
times Drew has to say told it. Me every time I hate Maduros, like Mike and Habanos.
Yeah, but I don't think you can throw us. You can't throw a Scura in the same. I think in the same way
you can't.
I think you're doing a disservice to both rappers.
I agree. You know, that, I agree. So. A Scura is in its very own
special corner.
Yes. But I think that's good to remember. But a lot of people that don't typically smoke Maduros will shy away from
the color.
The Lajero and the Oscuro, the darker wrappers, because they're afraid of it.
Don't be afraid of the dark.
Do not be afraid of the dark wrappers because they are deceiving. But they are deliciously deceiving.
Let the glow of the campfire lure you in.
That's too close. The smoke's in your eyes now.
Ow.
You're fire, burning the marshmallows.
Fire bad.
Damn it.
Fire bad. All right. So the last cigar in the lineup was his special cigar that he just created with in cahoots collaboration with Ammunition Whiskey. Now, the notes that I have from this cigar is what he sent me. It said Ammunition earns 90 plus point score from the industry's most trusted sources. Don't know who these sources are, but, you know, trust the ratings.
Not us.
Its secret sauce is finishing their unique blends of whiskey in barrels that once housed their ammunition wines. So this is a wine barrel finished cigar. Its French oak cask offers depths of flavors and nuances that is complementary to Wildfire's spice-rich and sweet profiles. I think that that was an accurate statement. I didn't hate this cigar. I actually first tried this cigar. He got his when we were at PCA, he was handing these out at his band's performance. And that was his introduction. That was his, hey, you guys are the first to try these. And I liked it. And I liked it so much, I got a second one to take home. And then he sent me, he sent us some more of them. But now, I get that the wine barrel aging and all this other stuff is kind of like, you know, well,
gimmick,
a bad idea.
Yeah, well, it could be. It could be. But
let's put them in a, maybe they can put it in a barrel and put it on the bottom of the ocean next. Just right? As long as they check with the state of California first.
Let's just make sure Jefferson's hasn't done it yet. So the ammunition cigar is a Dominican Corojo wrapper, a Nicaraguan Habano binder, and its filler is Dominican and Nicaraguan. And so there's no press release on this cigar yet because, like I said, it's one of the newer ones that he hasn't even put out yet.
Like an exclusive.
It's an exclusive. And, you know, these are another thing that he gives out, or, you know, you can get at his events. And if you haven't been to any of his events, it's pretty funny. Like, funny in, like, a great way. Like, I love it. He's literally on the road right now, touring the country, just him, his 4Runner, and a pull-behind camper. And his camper, he's just crashing in.
Is there camo involved?
No. I wish there was like a crossbow hanging up inside of it.
Straw hat, maybe.
Yeah. But no, he's just, he sets up a solo stove and makes s'mores in the parking lots of all these cigar shops. And it's just a fun time. If you've got a wildfire event coming to any of your towns near you, go to it.
It's, I think,
a
fun, he even brings time. His own firewood.
He does. He
and brings, you want to talk about the definition of hospitality.
Man, he brings his firewood.
I hope he buys it when he's close by, because you can't transport firewood across state lines, children.
Bootlegging.
I don't know about that.
No, there's the emerald boar beetle. They say that's bad. Emerald ash borer.
Well, I'm sure he buys it locally.
I'm sure he
wherever
does.
He's going, because, you know, above reproach, we're all going to be. So let's just, I like this cigar. And I would like to hear your guys' thoughts on it. We'll start with Mike.
I wish to register a complaint.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, there is nothing even remotely close to that description and the experience of this cigar. I guess the first thing that struck me was this was a fairly crispy cigar that I was holding. It was like, wow, okay, is this thing going to break in half? You know, but
not the manufacturer's fault.
No, not necessarily, but
it's been in my truck alongside of the other one you smoked.
So I completely smoked this blind. I had no idea what it was. Man, if you had told me this had been aged in a wine barrel, there is no way you would have convinced me of any value add that brought to the table. In fact, it probably, if you had asked me what cigar that was, I would have pulled it as a dead ringer for a curly head.
Really?
Yeah, really. It reminded me of having a curly head for sure. Not a lot of flavor, I really thought, around the whole thing. It had kind of a bit of a thin draw, I thought overall. The wrapper was very veiny, and after Drew's comment about, a stick really, coming around, I was like, wow, I hope I don't have that. And I did not have that experience at all, but it really had, just holding it and that very thin draw about it. I was like, you know what, this needs a little bit of flavor. And so I found myself actually, going through it. We've been enjoying, several things out of a bag that I brought of a wide range of things. The first choice that I had was actually a rum from Privateer with our good friend, the Rum Sherpa.
Hi, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew, for making the triumphant. This is a very special blend from Privateer. It's a single barrel. It's not widely available. There are
just Tennessee, I believe, for this particular one.
I think this particular one is only available for Friends of Rum Tennessee release. So I really love this rum a lot, and I thought, wow, I thought that might be a really good choice of pairing. And it just I love the rum, but it was not working well, I thought, together. So I kind of shifted gears. And I'm like, you know what? I think this really needs a bit of some barley around it. And I grabbed a Lachlia to pair this with. This was...
Amazing.
So, Lachlia, this is a single malt scotch that is a combination of bourbon, sherry, and straight cask. It's non-chill filtered as well. Yeah, this did the trick.
I didn't have the cigar with that, but that would do the trick with just about anything.
Well,
that
was really good. I think it really elevated the cigar itself and really, I thought, you know, kind of brought things around in terms of a 1-2 combo for me. Yeah, I wouldn't go back to the stick.
I'm glad that I didn't know the wine barrel aging thing when I had I had it.
So I think just to throw a wrench in all this, I don't think the cigar is actually aged in a wine barrel. It's the whiskey that's finished in a wine barrel, right?
It is possible that I misspoke because we all know that my reading skills are fourth grade.
Yeah, so the ammunition whiskey is actually finished in.
What are you wondering?
Then what's the collaboration then?
So the cigar is built to mimic the flavor profile. That's exactly right. Yeah, so this cigar is supposed to work well with that. Red wine barrel finished whiskey.
So it would make sense to get out of the way and provide all the flavor.
I stand corrected, and I apologize for botching that.
All good. Well, I was just saying, if I had thought that it was wine barrel finished or something like that, I would have been looking for that flavor and been disappointed. So because I didn't have that predisposition, I actually enjoyed the cigar. It was not my favorite of the bunch. It was not my least favorite of the bunch. I would agree with that. I would say it was approachable. And knowing that it was made to pair with something else and let that thing be the star, that explains a lot.
Yeah, I agree with that statement. I agree with that. I enjoyed the cigar, but it's not something that I would smoke every day. I think that it would be a good campfire cigar sitting down with like a you know, the campfire potatoes that you eat, you know, with the potatoes and onions and the tinfoil.
Aluminum foil.
You know, you do it big or you go home.
Right? Aluminium?
Aluminium. There it is. So there it is. All right. Well, let's just go ahead and say our ratings on it. What we got? Man, it's a 2 across the board.
Wait, I was definitely not holding up.
Well, we don't count your fingers anymore.
He smokes that one.
Yeah, we don't count Mike's fingers. It was a 2. Mike gave it a 1, but we give it a 2.
Oh, is that? Does Mike get a handicap?
Yeah,
Mike. Is that what it is?
It's like his golf game
because he's wrong.
We just don't talk about it. That's right. We don't talk about Mike's golf game.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
That's right.
But then again, I was talking. That's what I generally do, is annoy you and make things irritating.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, one thing I want to just, you know, for me personally, I think that getting to know the face behind the cigar helps make the experience different. So, like I said, I spent some time with him. We did a chats episode, and really, I got to see his heart behind what he does. And I think that speaks volumes to what he's trying to accomplish. And I think that what he's trying to accomplish, he's conveying extremely well. And it to me, it's coming across well. What do you guys think?
Well, so with Jeremy being in town and us being able to do that cigar event, you know, the couple that he did, you know, with Smokers Abbey, and then he also hosted Cigar Night at the Whiskey House here, and getting to sit down face-to-face with the maker was absolutely incredible. I think my favorite thing about Jeremy is the transparency, right? Any questions that you have, he's going to shoot you absolutely 100% straight. And you don't necessarily get that out of a lot of manufacturers and producers.
Yeah.
And so it was cool
not to just in cigars.
Sit down and share a smoke with him and get to peek behind the curtain a little bit.
Yeah.
And he absolutely brings this brand to life.
Absolutely.
So yeah, if there's a wildfire event close to you, man, go out, hang out with Jeremy, roast some s'mores on the Solo Stove.
That's a really good.
The brand is awesome.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it. And I work in marketing and advertising again. You know, they're doing a lot right. And
I'd like to see more.
That's right. Bring a crossbow, Jeremy.
Maybe some axe throwing.
Maybe some axe throwing. That's it. Yes. I love it. I would hate
to write that
policy. The Costco version.
Yeah. I love it. These are plastic axes. Yeah, plastic axes. Yeah. Well, I want to thank our co-host here. Well, thank you, good old boy Mike.
Hey, thanks for enjoying us and enjoying us. Thank you for coming and listening to our show.
We hope you enjoyed us.
Thanks for enjoying us.
I hope you'll enjoy another great episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, and I will ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Drew.
Maduro suck.
Stop it. Is that your new tagline? I really hope that is. Every episode, Maduro suck. Good old boy Benjamin.
Smoke them if you got them.
Man, and I'm good old boy Barger, and I'm going to ask that you guys keep on smoking whatever it is you're smoking, and I approve all of it. Well, at least 80% of it.
Good thing you got a lawyer.
This is not an endorsement. This is not legal advice. He is not your lawyer.
The thoughts, views, and opinions expressed by Barger are not the thoughts, views, and expressed of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
That is very true.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys have a wonderful night.
That's a frightening choice right there, wouldn't it be?
That's right. Jeremy, safe travels wherever you are, man, and I hope you guys have a great night.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.